A big day, school children across the country, across the area, that is, for it's their first day of school. Nearly 150,000 students head to classes in Montgomery County.
Joining us now live is Montgomery County Superintendent of Schools, Joshua Starr, who's at Walter Johnson High School. Good morning and happy first day of school to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
A lot of school systems, or like a lot of school systems in the area, your school system is very diverse. It's growing. What are you looking at as some of the key challenges as you head into this new year?
Well, like you said, we are growing by 2,500 kids a year. We're up to 149,000 kids, and I just think it gives a great opportunity for our kids to be learning in a 21st century environment with people from different backgrounds and different perspectives. So we love every kid that comes through the door, and we're excited about this year.
But does that mean a lot of reliance on temporary buildings and things like that?
You know, we do have some portable classrooms. We've been modernizing some buildings, such as Paint Branch, which is just opened up. We have a new building, which is Flora M. Singer. I'll be over there later. And we have about 400 relocatables, and we certainly have to do that at times. So we have a great capital program, and, we're ready for everybody.
Now, kids often complain about too much homework. Some people think they don't get enough homework compared to school systems in other countries. But you've indicated the county is ready to take a closer look at how homework is assigned. Is that right?
Well, you know, what I always tell our educators is that homework has to be meaningful. It has to be work that really supports and enhances what kids have done during the day. We don't want kids to be stressed out about homework. We want them to do homework in a way that really enhances what they've already done during the day. So it's something for us to be constantly talking about.
And among the new developments you have this year, Rockville and Watkins Mill High Schools are offering a new career-related education program for students. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, this is the IB career program. So we've already have a great, so many IB programs throughout the county. We are now the first in the state to have these high school career prep IB programs, and it continues with a very rigorous problem-solving, thoughtful approach that IB has, but it applies it to careers. So we're really excited about seeing those at Rockville High and now at Watkins Mill, and we're going to see whether it can be expanded in the future.
Is there one thing, and if there is one thing, parents can help you with the most this year, what would it be?
I really want parents to be engaged with their children. Make sure there's a quiet place for them to be doing homework. Make sure you know who their friends are, and they have a curfew, and you're really talking to your kids all the time about everything they're doing. Parents need to talk to their kids constantly.
Anything you're hoping will be different from last school year that you can improve on this year?
Well, I just think it's going to be a continuation. You know, we have such great people in the Montgomery County Public Schools, 22,000 folks who are working so hard on behalf of our kids. So the future is just really bright for Montgomery County.
All right. Joshua Starr is the superintendent of schools for Montgomery County. Thanks much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Have a great year.
You too.